Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three. All right.
Mics are hot right now?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We got the lines open?
Yeah.
All right. Shit, we should have opened them later on, but... Okay.
We got a cover, though.
Wait. Mute the mics real fast.
Yeah, hold on.
So, I'm going to talk... Hot mics?
Yeah.
Test, test, test. One, two, three.
Movie.
All right.
On.
Yeah.
Going live.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. It's Call-In Show Friday. We got a lot to talk about, man. Let's get right into it,
baby.
Let's go. All right. All right, so I'll do the announcement, and then should we just get right into the, Yeah, I'll do it in the beginning. Do you want to go first, Walt? Can you go first and I go after? Oh, wait, enough for first? Are we doing... enough for first. Let the people fighting. Matter of fact, we should probably kill the Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter stream right after the announcements.
Okay.
Right? All right, and we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. Regular edition. It's Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Show Friday. So quick announcement before we get into the show, guys. #1, patreon.com/FreshRate. Get all the behind-the-scenes content there. I think we had a Frank Castle on the other show. Yeah, we did, actually.
Yeah,
all the other craziness overshadowed us kicking out an annoying-ass stripper chick. So go ahead and check us out over there, guys, on patreon.com/FreshFit. And also, we're going to upload the Andrew Tate interviews over there as well because
they're so down. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dude, it's really lame. But anything – basically, I'll give it a thousand with you. I'm not going to go into all the details as to why they took the Andrew Tate interview down. But when we interview Andrew, we don't have a hidden agenda to try to make him look bad like everybody else. And people know that we're friends with him. People know that we're close with him and his brother. So – you know, they're trying to – the Matrix is trying to unplug all of us, Nico, et cetera, the Tate. So haters going to hate. It is what it is. But when he comes stateside, guys, we'll give you all another interview. I promise you guys that we're going to give you guys the best Tate interview when he comes stateside. It's going to be great. So also, guys, check us out on Megaphone, okay? If you guys want to listen to us on the go, you want to listen to the audio show, go ahead and check us out on Megaphone, man. We're no longer on Anchor / Google Podcasts or Spotify. All the old episodes are there, but if you want the new stuff, you got to check us out on Megaphone. We got Fresh Fit After Hours. We got Fresh Fit, two different separate channels. And, yeah, check us out over there if you guys want to listen to us on the go. Also, real quick announcement. I forgot to mention this before. I'm on Anchor, guys, for Fedit. A lot of you guys asked about Fedit being on audio. We do have it there, and I'll talk about that here in a little bit. But anyway, also, guys, to chat with members of the team or people,
Discord
members of the
gang.
Team. Yeah. Tell them about the Discord a little bit because you're in there
man,
all the time.
Discord is a bunch of guys that want to do better in life that – are calling each other accountable, and they have fun at the same time. So shout out to y'all on Discord, man. We did a whole stream yesterday, freaking a weapon with the whole academics fight, whatever. But shout out to y'all in the chat, man. Discord, we up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We are real. So, yeah, so check us out over there, guys. And then also, guys, check us out. Get the merch, freshairpodcaststore.com. Get the hoodies, T-shirts, et cetera. We got some new designs coming. Christina's been working on them. I think we got three or four new designs coming that are actually going to be pretty funny, to our detriment, but they're coming out very soon, okay?
That's an understatement.
Nigga, but they're true, though. They're true.
All right, man.
About you, Chris, me, something about Mo probably
I'm making fun of him.
I'm
going to wear your shirt every day, then.
Yeah. You going to wear my shirt? All right, cool. I'm going to wear Chris's shirt, to be honest. That shit going to be funny as fuck. So yeah, freshairpodcaster.com. Concepts coming soon. Chris is a bum. I need a refund on my super chat. You know what I'm saying? Mo, I don't know, something about him being fat. And then with me, probably something to do with
boom.
Yeah, well, boom, exactly. With Dynamite TNT. Cool. And then also, guys, check me out. Check us out on Fresh and Fit Clips, guys. Check us out over there, man. We post 3 clips on there per day. It's fucking lit, man. We no longer post shorts on there.
Yeah.
We might start posting them again because I know the YouTube algo is picking them back up. But we post 3 clips per day on the Fresh Fit Clips channel, guys. So go ahead and subscribe to that channel. 75% of the people that watch that channel are not subscribed, you fucking ninja watchers. So stop doing that and like the goddamn video. Subscribe to the channel. And then also, Fresh, tell me about your channel.
All right, guys. Vlog channel's up. We did a stream yesterday talking, breaking that what happened. After the podcast and a little bit before, with academics and everything and the girls, guys, it was crazy what happened. I couldn't believe it. Actually, I recorded some of it. But shout out to them, man.
Fresh, always recording.
Always recording.
Hey, man.
Always recording. Never assisted. Always recording.
You need evidence, bro.
It's
that shit goes down.
It's Man, a war star recording.
Yeah. You need to post video.
War star.
I will say, though, we did a stream as well on Academics Twitch, talking about it back and forth. So it is good, man. Good people. But 100K on the way. Let's go.
Cool. And then, guys, check out my other YouTube channel. It's called Feta 1811. On there, I break down criminal cases. The most recent live stream I did was Jeffrey Dahmer. As you guys know, the Netflix series is, like, number one in the country right now. I went ahead and broke down the real story. We talked about all 17 of his victims. I gave, a different perspective that other people aren't, you know, from my professional experience being a former special agent. And then also, Mo is helping me right now with, we're uploading every episode on Anchor, guys. So if you want to listen to the Feta 1811 series, audio, because I've been getting so many requests that you guys want to listen to it while you're at work, etc., for the crime breakdowns, go ahead and check me out. It's anchor.fm/Feta1811, Mo?
Feta1811, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead and check that out, guys, if you guys want to listen to me on audio, because I know some of you guys have been asking forever. So Mo's handling that. Are all the episodes up, Mo? Can you give the people kind of a schedule of what's going on with that?
I'm just going to be uploading the episodes over time. We have about 6 to 7 episodes right now. Probably by the next day or within the weekend, there's going to be a lot more coming in. So anchor.fm/Feta1811.
Cool.
Move your head, nigga. Move your head, nigga. Who's on the side, nigga?
Nigga, move.
Nigga, move your head, nigga. God damn. Yeah. Nigga,
I mean, I don't know.
Fuck y'all, nigga. Shut up. Shut up.
Okay.
Don't worry about what's going on.
Alleged. It's an associate.
Yeah.
Allegedly, of course.
Degree?
Well, yo, why y'all niggas always trying to fucking start some shit, man?
What?
They're always trying to. You know what? I can't wait until I'm in a situation and I'm going to make life very hard for you, sir.
Listen, man, I got to laugh sometimes too, right?
No, nigga, no.
You offer me all the time.
No, fuck you, man.
Please remember that Myron Gaines is a humanitarian, a visionary,
yes,
an upstanding citizen,
a man of Allah,
and a saint and an angel
Haram
in this humane society.
Man of Allah.
My name is Big Mo, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Big Mo. I appreciate it, sir.
You should be a pastor, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Pastor Mo.
He's my defense attorney as well, in case y'all didn't realize. You could be saying allegedly after everything.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, super chats?
We got to talk about
first.
What happened.
All right.
On Wednesday.
Before we do, I'll read the chats real fast.
Cool.
And then I want you guys also real quick, go ahead, let's kill the Facebook stream, Twitch stream, and Twitter stream, because I may say some things that get us canceled. So come on over to YouTube, guys. Fresh
YouTube.
And Fit. Come on over to YouTube, Fresh and Fit. I wasn't anticipating doing this video, but I guess with the amount of comments and
requests,
everything else going on, and the requests and everything, and people want to get Myron's take on this, I will give you guys my take on it here in a second as I drink this coffee and Chris is deleting us on every other thing. Okay,
cool.
So real quick, okay, Leon VRP, guys, mistakes are made. We learn. Don't lose. Get behind your team. Y'all FNF without either Fresh or Fit isn't FNF. A team with 11 strikers or 11 keepers doesn't have balance. Fresh keeps it real. Bro, love, 100K on the way, hashtag 1 million.
All Thank you, bro.
Myron, please humble your boy Hafiz from the roommates after what happened at Valley Temo CJ. I have no clue what you're talking about, my friend.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what you're
talking about, bro.
Our boy.
Ben O. Verbitch. Verbitch. Yo.
That's pretty funny, bro. He has Ben Oh, the verbiage.
Yeah. Yo, you guys are fucking hilarious with these names, bro. All right. I don't know about y'all, but I got a lot of respect for the Brazilian chick for holding her own and remaining composed even though she was being double teamed. Okay. Might not be the first time, but yes. Marriage caused divorce.
Hey.
What, nigga? She a porn star.
Yeah, she a porn star.
Yeah. The hell? Y'all act like I'm talking Chinese right now.
Probably a triple team.
Chris, thank you.
Chris just doubled
Chris,
down,
yeah,
bro.
Chris always takes it to the next level, and yeah. Thanks, Chris. Okay. Oh, my God. I've got a wrench. Yes, my friend. I gave you a wrench yesterday. I'm canceling all my OnlyFans subscriptions. I'm going to make it rain on FNF. This makes losing 70% of all my money and assets in divorce easier to come to terms with. I got you, my friend. I noticed the guys that be commenting a lot, so I give y'all niggas wrenches, man. Shout out to you guys. You guys are the voice of the chat and help us out. But I will say this. On today's stream, guys, we got a lot of people that may be new to the channel, whatever it may be. Let's please not ban people. If they talk shit and they want to call me a loser or call Fresh Blackie or talk about Mo being fat or Chris a retard, it's fine. Go ahead and let them do it. It's fine. Let's not ban people and or moderate. If you want to talk shit in the chat, it's fine. We leave it open. Shout out to our boy, Funkus Solo TV 84.
Don Marco.
That's our guy right there. There would be no Fresh to Fit without Solo TV 84. We always pay our respects back, which you guys are going to see here in a second. Divorce rates are up 50%. Many people are in unhappy marriages but don't get divorced. So most marriages end in divorce or unhappy. Unhappiness/divorce are now the rule rather than the exception. Marriage causes divorce. You need to watch the episode that we're going to do with Lola Tomasi in November. It's coming. We're going to talk extensively about marriage and divorce in the West. Okay, we're going to come with a lot of numbers, and quite frankly, probably none of you are going to want to get married after that podcast. The dark truth about how men get destroyed in divorce court. The wives normally plan their divorce months or years in advance and hide assets. Also, female judges are blessed and male judges are simps.
Yeah, biased.
Sorry. Yeah, that's true. And I told y'all this before, that I've seen it where women literally talk with a family attorney before they get married and plot out shit.
That's wild.
I feel sorry for Kathleen's husband. Emails by Boston Celtics gave her the BBC and her V-hole, A-hole, mouth-hole, and ear-hole, but Kathleen's husband is going to get destroyed in divorce court. Is this fair, sir? Life is not fair. Fresh, can you read the rest here? I got to get my glasses.
We got 93 Money Talk says, Sneeko and AK were killing the show and acting mad disrespectful to the ladies. Fresh, why didn't you step in and host the show correctly? Hello, bro.
We'll talk about that right now.
Fresh Lip Smacking Drinking says, so many simps mad AK violated the OnlyFans girls. LOL. All right. Leon VRP says, Waller and Sterling explained it very well on the Avengers show. Real friends always up each other in public. All I've seen from AK is downgrading Fresh in public. This ain't a friend. Yeah, that's what it is. Romeo says, DJ Act shouldn't be allowed to disrespect the show like that again. I'm surprised no one checked him. Sneaker brings no value to the table as well. Friends will screw you over before enemies will. I'm a fan of Fresh and Fit. God bless. I mean, we spoke about it behind the scenes, guys, but we'll cover that soon as well here on the show. We have here, Romeo says again, I strongly believe it should be mandatory for all men to serve in military for at least 1 year to learn loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. All right. Richie says, that podcast was hilarious. I don't care what anyone says. AK off the Henny is a different animal. Also, keep it pushing, FNF gang. All right. Ross says, the last show needs to be addressed. AK and Sneaker were embarrassing. This kind of behavior will only help Matrix ban FNF. All right. Well, forget ban anyway, bro. It's fine. D. John says, yo, Myron, talk to Sneaker. He has to calm the F down.
We'll address it.
Yeah. Kid LGA says, Academics is a big contributor to hip hop, but he needs to chill on the Henny. Anybody talks to him about it, alcohol and ego is don't fall to many. Yeah. Nathan says, filming fight and putting on Patreon is kind of lame. Well, to Academics is fine.
The fight isn't on Patreon.
No, it is. I put it there.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Hey, man. Give him enough of me. Miranda. Give him Miranda in the chat, nigga. Dove Star says, I'm a big fan, but Wednesday night show. Demonstrated why Myron's leadership is needed. L Fresh, L AK, L Sneaker. Let's attack ideas, not individuals. All right, bro. These one says, Myron, next time, don't you dare lead the show. The Fresh in my head. Joseph says, keep making W content. AB Sin says, AK and Sneaker are lowering the quality of the show, just rude personalities. Joey Costello says, spam no. one, no. if L, two, if W.
Bro.
Forever, it's fine, bro.
Chris, you just made Chris's life hard.
Forever, Innick says, we met at the FNF Dallas meet. You stopped me after I was leaving early and gave me a perfect rundown on credit cards and changed my life for the better. Me and my boy is going to be on the pod soon. Shout out to you, bro. Mika O'Brien says, are y'all going to watch the new Chainsaw Man anime? No. Marriage Causes Divorce says, the girl threw Academics' cap away. Was she trying to get Academics to lay hands on her so she could call the cops and get arrested? She's playing chess. Bro, man, she's dangerous, bro. I'm telling you, bro. L, AK's girl in the chat. You know what? I'm going to just say right now. Put an L, Academics' girl in the chat because, nigga, she wants to expose him, bro. Fuck all that shit, bro. Versus Dog says, homie forgot I was in the room when he clapped his cheeks that day. What?
Which day?
What do you mean, bro? Okay, Population says, usually the loudest in the room is the weakest. Time to RPAK.
Sorry, guys, I shat into... Wait, is Hero still here?
No, he left.
Oh, thank God. All
Precious
right.
Dog says, sorry, guys, I shitted in the studio, shattered.
Man, fuck Hero, bro. All right, how many more do we got here, Chris? All right, so I'm going to read the rest of these chats, guys. Yep. And this, from this point forward, we're only going to read 20 and up. And then we're going to take the calls as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to open up the phone lines after me and Fresh address the situation. All right. I'm going to speed through these. And then every single chat that comes in will be shown on screen. However, we're only going to read 20 and up unless you're calling into the show. As older brother Sneeko considers FNF, y'all need to check him when he steps out of line. Dude's been out of it since his YouTube ban. Okay, that's from Jinsey. NBA Mastermind, please don't allow inopportune guests on your show. It looks highly unprofessional. It's disrespectful to the guests scheduled and supporters all love. Okay. Brazilian was male. I sniff no cap. Okay. And that was from Fresh's Dog.
That is not true.
And then Ack is a homie. We all make mistakes. That's from Fresh's Dog again. Shout out to Hero. Sean goes, I would have been Trilstein's father, but Jesus beat me to it. Real top Jew, real top G. Okay, Sean. Fresh the man, but why he talks for words at a time. All right. Built like a Bionicle goes, shout out to Myron for being the glue that holds the show together, a true role model for young men. Shout out to Mo for the continual weight loss, and Chris for being the ugly, funny ninja. Yeah, that is true. Chris, you ugly as hell, nigga. And then, yo, Mo, real fast, can you give the people a weight loss update?
Now it's on 429. That's another 71 pounds down. And of course, I'm rocking the new pants. That is 12 pant sizes for those who are new here. I started off at 64 pant sizes. Now I'm at 52.
Bam. All right.
Cool.
Brandon Carter's last episode said, my favorite part is when Fresh reads. I was crying. Okay. That's from Monkey D. Luffy.
Comedy.
Brazil Whore went by Karen Havery. She was a P star. Okay. Breathalyze, Sneeko, before he ever comes on again. Yeah, he spelled breathalyze wrong. That was embarrassing to the platform and the mission. It's fine. Chris saved the show. Y'all flake, not cool, okay? Ack was respectful, y'all, a lot, tapping Walt without his consent. Sneeko hides on you, attacks on you both, and treating the podcast with disrespect enough. Justin said not to be friends with simps. Ack is the goat simp with friends like Ack. Y'all don't need enemies. Okay. That we'll address that again. Young God Rex goes, and that's for debunks from John Anderson. Everyone shouldn't be mad at Ack. This is a learning lesson to stand non-emotional. If you are mad at go to the gym, a madman is a dangerous, stay toxic, Kings. Okay. Fresh, I trust you, and I know the fact that you learned the lesson. We love you. And then $2 from Rafael Cabrera. Steve, one, Myron, don't leave again. 100K on the way, $5 from Fresh is the future. $1 from Michael Meestroke. And then last one here, King, $5 from Great Britain goes, Myron, I have so much respect for you. You put blood, sweat, and tears into the building. This platform, don't let Ack ruin what you built. Sneeko gets a pass. All right. So,
okay.
Go ahead, my friend. Take
all
it
guys.
Away.
So you tuned into the show Wednesday night. We did a one-on-one show, me and Myron, talking about certain topics. And then we did a show with the girls, with Mike Rashid and Brandon Carter. So we had a great show. 2 hours and I think 20 minutes in. And then, Academic Sense, Sneeko pulled up after their podcast on his record. So what happened was they were lit off their mind. I don't know what they were drinking, maybe the Henny, but they were lit. So Chris, as he thought, brought them on to the podcast. And he didn't text me, but he just brought them on. As he thought that they were supposed to be on. And what happened was they came on. Sneeko came in first, you know, had some very funny remarks, and then started attacking Miss Brazil, and she called him Shrimp Dick. So, I mean, warranted, I get it, you know, in between, it's a little back and forth. And then I came in.
Well, he is Asian, so I see where she came from with that, but that's fine.
And then I came in with the fire, of course, as usual. Now, as the host, you guys are right, I should have been more accountable and say, you know what, let me control this scenario more than I should have. My thing was, cool. The guests on the show, they weren't here for the whole show. I'm going to let them rock. But I didn't realize that they were so lit that they were like, oh, shit, like literally gunning for the girls. So this was definitely my bad. I got the accountability for that, and I messed up there. That being said, Chris, I told you, nigga, end the show. Chris is like, nigga, I said end the show. But to be fair, I think it was loading whatever, but I wanted to end way earlier, but I guess it didn't work. So it's the way it is.
Yeah, StreamYard is very slow with closing.
Yeah.
Anything else?
And then, yeah, man, guys, not every show is going to be the same. Sometimes it's good and bad. We do it live, guys. So, like, yes, we want to control, the environment. But for the most part, like, you know, Myron got up for sound, and Chris was doing his thing behind the scenes. So, you know, it won't always go the same way.
So you guys know, right? That day, as you guys know, we had sound issues, right? Like, the sound was randomly coming in and off, and as you guys know, pretty much I'm the one that built the studio. So if something goes wrong, I feel extremely responsible for making sure that we get things back up again, because really the only person that knows how the studio is fully connected is me. So you guys might say El Chris, Elmo, et cetera, but to some degree, sometimes if there's a faulty wire or whatever, the only person that can really figure it out is me 9 out of 10 times if it's not like an equipment issue, right?
Yeah.
So so since we were having those issues and we had Sneeko here and we had Academics, I was like, fuck, Academics is there. Hey, you want to jump on stream? Again, I didn't know that they had been drinking to that extent. But it doesn't fucking matter. I take full responsibility. I shouldn't have fucking left. 1,000%. I shouldn't have left. And I know you guys are, you know, banging on Fresh like, hey, you're the host. You need to do whatever. Guys, that's not really Fresh's job. That's my fucking job. I'm supposed to be the one to really, you know, make sure that the cadence of the show hits a certain level, the quality of the shows is of a certain level, and making sure that things are done in a certain way. So that's on me. It's not on Fresh. So I shouldn't have got up in the fucking first place, all right? And my thing was I was more concerned with the sound and making sure that the chat and everything else was moving very smoothly in the background. I didn't even know what was transpiring here because when one of the girls walked off, Red, I told her, right, this is how much I didn't know what was going on. I told her, yo, if you walk off, you can't come back. But I didn't know that Ack was attacking her personally.
Yeah.
I thought he was arguing with Brazil. But again, I was in and out making sure that the sound was good and making sure things behind the scenes were, you know, good. Because my thing is, you guys know I'm really big on I'm a Nazi when it comes to content quality, right? So that's on me, bro, guys. It's not on Academics or on Fresh or whatever. I shouldn't have fucking got up in the first place, all right? As the guy that's supposed to make sure that the cadence of the show is of a certain level, I shouldn't be getting up, period, right? And that's on me. I take full responsibility. And then also, I want to say this as well, because a lot of you guys are saying, like, fuck Sneeko, fuck Academics. Y'all need to stop rocking with them, blah, blah, blah. What I'm going to say is this. I am not going to turn my back on people that have helped us out. You guys can get mad at me and say I'm an asshole. You guys could say, you know, you're stupid, blah, blah, blah. But Academics was there for us when everybody came with pitchforks. Sneeko was there for us when people came and was talking shit as well. Just because people are talking shit about you or you might not be all the way up or whatever the fuck it may be, I'm not going to turn my back on you. I always remember the people that helped us out when we were down. Academics has done a lot of things for us behind the scenes that you guys might not necessarily know, and I don't expect you to know. But there's no way that I'm going to, you know, be a fair weather friend and be like, oh, bro, fuck this shit. Hey, he drank. Mistakes were made. It is what it is. Like, you know, everyone's human here, you know, and he took accountability for it. And I'm going to take accountability for it, too. I shouldn't have got up. I should have been able to intervene and, you know, make sure that the quality of the show was of a certain level. But, hey, it happened and shit happens. You know what I mean? You get in arguments with your friends and your brothers every now and then and it happens. But for you guys, like, saying, oh, fuck Academics, never let him back on, never let Sneeko on. Well, I guess y'all got to unsubscribe them because we're going to continue to fuck with them. They're our friends and they do a lot with us behind the scenes. Okay, I'm not going to turn my back on somebody just because they made a mistake or some shit where the media is trying to drag them, because we've been in that position before and people turn their back on us. So I will never do that to somebody else.
And also, we're all human. We made mistakes, bro. So I made a mistake. Sneeko made a mistake. I made a mistake. So like, things happen, guys. So I get it. Hold us accountable, but do understand that we're human as well. So,
yeah.
And
so, go ahead.
You guys don't understand. When we do live shows and stuff like that, a lot of things go behind the scenes, on air, and stuff like that. Fresh is human. You know, he didn't know what's going on, what's going to happen. Sometimes he doesn't know what someone else is going to say and things like that. So a lot of our guests that go onto our platform is because of Fresh. So if he has a certain demeanor about himself and certain respect for our guests on our platform, as so do Myron, then you got to understand that, hey, listen, if AK comes on Sneeko, he doesn't think that they're going to go out and say certain things. So you guys ease up. I'm reading the comments. I'm reading the chat. But at the end of the day, guys, we do a live.
We do a live.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? And then here's the thing, man. You guys blame me. Blame me for it. Not Fresh. I shouldn't have got up. That all the issues stem from me standing up. So and going in the back and being prioritized with fucking sound. That's where the fucking issue arises. It's not with Fresh. It's not with Academics. It's not with Sneeko. Our shit, we're supposed to control our shit. So if someone comes on and acts a little bit crazy, that's on us, man. And more importantly, it's on me. So I know you guys say, Fresh is useless. Fuck Fresh. He can't speak. Though some of those things are true that he can't speak. It's still on me that the quality of the show disintegrated. Not on Fresh, not on anybody else, bro. Because at the end of the day, this is Fresh and Fit. This isn't Academics. This isn't Sneeko. So if they come on and they act a little bit crazy, whatever it may be, it's on us to kind of reel it in, and we didn't do that. And that's my fucking responsibility, all right? But with that said, y'all are going to continue to see Sneeko and Academics here because they're our friends at the end of the day behind the scenes.
Thanks.
And they've done a lot of things for us behind the scenes to help us out. So I'm not going to turn my back on anybody. I don't give a fuck. Academics can get arrested for murder tomorrow. I'm not going to turn my back on him. That's just the way it is. Call it stupid. I've lost my loyalty sometimes has got me in trouble with people. But I'm not going to turn my back on anybody if they help us out. You guys, I'm take that shit very, very seriously. If you help us on the way up, I'm always going to retract that ladder and make sure you climb up with us. I don't give a fuck what people say about you. So.
Well said. All right.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yep. Same thing with Andrew Tate and everybody else, man. They were gunning for Andrew. No, we got your back.
Yeah.
If you rock with Fresh and Fit, we rock with you for life.
All the way, man.
All right. Phone call.
Cool. Yeah, let's hit the phone calls.
And then I want to say one thing, too, about Mike Rashid. Some people saying in the chat, oh, Mike Rashid got up and left and
left
the show.
Clarify that. Yeah,
guys, I played it on my stream, on my channel. I'm going to say it again. Mike Rashid got up. Yes, he didn't feel the most comfortable, but he got up because, one, he had to use the bathroom, and two, he had to leave because he didn't eat all day. So he got up because, hey, guys, I didn't eat all day. Can we get this going so I can head out? I love you guys, but I got to eat. Understandable. He got up, told the team, sat back down.
Yeah.
Now, I said to Chris, and the show, he thought it was over, so he got up. He's still cool with us, bro. So, like, all that narrative, like, oh, Mike doesn't like Fresh and Fit. Guys, he wanted to leave because he wanted to eat some food. That's what it was, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm glad you mentioned that. I almost forgot that. Yeah, guys, he was hungry. I mean, look at the guy. He's jacked. He's huge. You know what I mean? He needs to get them calories.
Nigga got
to
eat, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it was late at night, too. You know, him and Brandon, guys, are pretty – they wake up earlier. They're productive members. They're not degenerates like us where we wake up in the middle of the afternoon to do our nighttime show, right?
Back.
So they're not night owls like us. And then we understand and we respect that. So shout out to Mike for coming back and, you know, finishing out the show. But it wasn't necessarily him walking off because yo, he had stuff to do. He was tired, et cetera. So, you know, that's kind of what happened as well, man. So just to let y'all know the full context of what was going on. But we're cool with everybody. Brandon is a close friend. Mike is a good friend. Anytime we're in California, we go out there and go on his podcast and collab with him. You know, Mike doesn't agree with everything we say, but that doesn't mean shit because he's still a good man. He also, another guy, stood by us when everyone was talking shit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to exercise that same exact, you know, energy and reciprocate. If you stand by us when everyone's coming at us, then we're going to do the same thing with you regardless. If you rock with Fresh and Fit, we rock with you no matter what. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about you because we know what it's like to get your name smeared in the media.
Oh, yeah, we definitely
with
know.
With these fucking losers over at Shade Room, et cetera, trying to push a certain narrative, whatever the fuck it may be. So, yeah, that's how it goes, man. Cool. So we'll hit the lines.
Yep. 8014.
Let's go.
Welcome, sir.
Can you hear us?
Hello, hello.
What's
Can
up, man?
Oi, Mike.
Yep.
Quiet, Kay.
How's it going? Hey, I saw what's going on. I mean, things happen, and I enjoyed the show regardless, and I think you guys are doing a great job, and keep Sneeko and Nack on. I mean, everything's going great. I thought it was a fun show. I think everything was good. Things happened, and that's it.
Cool. Appreciate it, man.
Much love.
Keep it up.
All right. 0055.
And if you guys disagree with some of the stuff or whatever it may be, if you want to say, like, yo, fuck y'all niggas, whatever, that's fine. I mean, it's cool. We don't have an issue with people that dissent either. I'm always open to speaking with people that don't agree with me.
I think Justin sent in a request, Chris.
Justin? Waller?
No, Doc.
All right, yeah. I seen it.
Yeah.
All right, 7055.
Big supporter.
Oh, okay. What's up, man? Welcome to the show. And guys, the number call is 505-605-9740. Go ahead.
What up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, the one milli party. I was trying to find out if like normal viewers would have access to that party or special guests.
Thank you for bringing that up. Anwar and Eric are handling all party situations. Yeah. So, hit them up on Instagram. It's can we put their Instagrams on screen so that people know? But they're collecting all fees, all tickets, etc. What we're probably going to do, guys, we're probably going to do a meetup for free with a bunch of the supporters, right? We're going to find a location, meet up with y'all, answer questions, take pictures, you know, hang out with y'all, whatever it may be. Then the party is going to be another event. We're going to have to charge for it, guys. There's no way around it. We were trying to figure out a way to potentially make it cheap and or free, but for safety reasons, for exclusivity reasons, you know, we're going to have a bunch of girls there. We're going to have to charge.
Yep.
So the tickets are probably going to be $500. For the first 20, and we're going to have a cap off, okay, as to how many guests, somewhere between maybe 100, 150 guests altogether, and it's going to go up in price as we get closer and closer to the party. But those are just some general details. Anwar and Eric are going to be able to better assist you, but they're collecting money now for that party. So get in now while you can before the, because the price is going to continue to go up.
And we have security, special guests coming as well, celebrities,
rappers.
But also as well, we have one thing I didn't mention to you guys that I want to bring up right now on the stream is that we're going to have a yacht picking us up, going to the mansion party. So all the day one supporters that are in Discord, that's what is my life from the very beginning, I'm putting you on that yacht, going to party with us, and take that yacht to the mansion party. So day one, having supporters, we got you on, man. Look, we know who you are. We'll come in and say, oh, yeah, I'm a supporter now, nigga. Where are you? You're still over there.
All right,
shout out Scarlett Uchiha.
All right, 3206.
Yeah. See, I knew people in the chat were going to say, oh, 500, that's an L. Like I said before, guys, it's going to be exclusive. We're going to have celebs there. We're going to have security there. We're going to have a bunch of girls there. It's going to be a mansion party.
Yo, y'all saw London, nigga? Bro, we don't know what people want to do with us, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, nigga, we got to be on point.
Yeah, bro.
Security and a barrier to entry, bro.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Sorry, bro. Like, that's just how it is. We're going to meet y'all for free. Don't get excited. We're gonna come out and meet y'all for free. We're not going to charge for that, for the meet and greet. You know what I mean? But for the party, there's no way around it. We have to charge, guys. We have to charge to keep the quality a certain way. And if you don't understand that, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. And I think what we should do, maybe for, like, day one people, they should get, like, a little, like, leeway a little bit.
Yeah. We know who y'all are.
Yeah.
So. All right, cool. Hey, guys, do me a quick favor. We got 10,000 plus y'all in here.
Like the video,
please,
man.
Like the video, man. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Go ahead, bro.
All right, Doc.
You guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, why is everyone tripping in the chat? I thought that was pretty entertaining, man. I mean, one of the first times Ack was on the show, he called him Handy Demi because he was getting lit. I mean, I don't exactly see what the huge uproar is. Everyone seems soft in the chat. And the chick that, the Brazilian chick, she was going right back at it. To me, it was straight entertainment. What, from your guys' perspective, why do you think the chat took it so left? I feel like the original Fresh and Fit people would understand, like, the show's about roasting. It's a good time. I mean, what do you guys think?
It's because we're already, bro, because it's probably because we're, like, on the chopping block. You know what I'm saying? Like, our type of content isn't necessarily the best. It's, like, cancelable content. You look at our, you know, our buddies like Sneeko and Tate, they were canceled. So guys were kind of, like, on edge. Like, yo, we don't want anything that's going to get these guys canceled. Because, you know, a lot of people do rock with the content. A lot of people do love us. And a lot of people get a lot of benefits from watching us. Because we don't just talk about womanizing and complaining about hypergamy. We give you guys solutions to deal with the said hypergamy. So I can see why people are very defensive and don't want us getting kicked off the platform, because a lot of people really do enjoy the content and use it to help better themselves.
But Duck is right, though.
What part do you guys think was, like, cancelable? Because I feel like everything that you guys talked about in that particular episode are things that you guys have talked about before in the past. Like,
well, Duck, you brought up a very good point, though. Like, look at our past. We've had way worse scenarios. Like,
way worse.
Yeah, we have.
This was so minuscule. I was like, y'all niggas mad at this shit? Like, yo, that nigga, look, he went off. But, like, bro, we've had way worse shit than that. So I'm like, all right,
facts.
Y'all niggas, either y'all got really soft or it's a whole new audience because, nigga.
Yeah, it's
the original FNS chat would have been like, yo.
This is lit.
That was lit.
Yeah.
I don't know where y'all niggas went, but, like, bro, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I see where it came from because, like, just, like, it wasn't, like, good, productive back and forth. There was a lot of insulting and name calling.
Yeah.
So I could see where the people had an issue with that is that, like, it no longer became – how do I say this? It became ad hominem, which a lot of guys hate, right? Because we basically...
It became a roast session. It became behind the scenes roast session between Ack and, like, the guests, right?
Yeah, that's what it was, and some guys don't like that. So I
think
get
it was a double team.
And that too. So, again, like, I shouldn't have got up. Like, that's on me, bro. I should have never fucking left that.
All right, well, thank you guys for taking the call. Yo, I definitely want to be at that party. I already told Fresh I want the deets, man. I definitely want to be there with you guys.
Come on, bro. You're good, bro. Pause. You're coming, bro.
Hey, yo.
Pause.
All right, you guys look at
pause.
Yo!
Bro.
Hey,
come to the party, bro. That's what I got.
The two Instagrams are below, guys. If you want to go ahead and come to the party, deal with Anwar and Eric are handling the party. They're getting the venues. They're getting everything. You know, they're running everything, man. So what I told y'all is kind of like the rough draft of what we got going on, but – hey, I know some of you guys don't like that price point. It's fine. You are 100% within your prerogative to not pay that. That's totally cool. But we have to keep it at a certain level of exclusivity. We are going to meet with you guys for free, though. So don't worry. We're going to meet at a public location, meet up with y'all, take pictures, shake hands, talk, all that stuff. So you're not going to have to pay a cent to meet us if you come down to Miami. We got you guys.
All right.
So for those that want to party, have some liquor, talk to some girls, meet some of the ladies that were on the show, et cetera, you know, we'll offer that as well, but it's going to cost, man.
And we should be having a lot of the guests from the podcast there as well. So you might be your favorite creator there. So.
Yeah. So we got to do it, guys. Like I said, for safety reasons and for exclusivity reasons. Because just because we're willing to meet with you guys in person, a lot of YouTubers are not. a lot of other people that like you know have some fame or notoriety, they don't like meeting. They don't like having regular people have access to them. I don't know how to put it in a better way. So there, a lot of people aren't willing to take the same risk that we are to meet people.
They be like, you're broke, because I ain't meeting y'all.
Yeah, yeah, for real talk, man. And I get it. There's a lot of crazies out there, bro.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crazies out there.
Got to be safe.
So, go ahead.
All right, 3409, BG.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up, bro?
What's up, man? First things first, I want to let you guys know you guys are awesome. I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? When I do pharmacy or whatever, and part-time I drive Lyft. Anytime guys get in my car, you guys are the topic that come up all the way over here in Detroit, Michigan. Man, I tell them, all you guys talking points, we bring it up. We give it to them guys. They love you guys. They love everything. I speak to them, and I'm with it. Only thing that bothered me the other day when I was watching the pod, Myron, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with you. But God damn it, French. Every time that boy get up, don't mean like the show got to just tank. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I'm not putting it off on you. You know what I'm saying? Because I sat there and I listened to the Twitch stream with Academics earlier. And he was pissing me off because like he was pretty much trying to make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, the whole Miranda issue, like he you were just waiting to come back on him on that. And that upset me because you can't sit up here and do what you've been doing, like with the incident from the pod and then the incident that took place, you know what I'm saying, at the club or whatever. You can't sit up here and not be accountable for that and then try to sit up here and throw it off on Fresh like, oh, you know, he was just waiting to get at him with because of the Miranda issue. Bro, it ain't about that. Like, for one, you didn't hold frame. You bought a chick around. She pretty much embarrassed you. Same thing you talk about, Myron, when you was like, this is the reason why you don't bring, you know what I'm saying, rambunctious girls around, because they'll sit up here and they'll tank your name. That's what that girl just did. Now, as far as back to the show or whatever, don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying, the girl, the Brazilian chick, she's pretty delusional on a lot of things or whatever, but she also was getting, like, she was getting double-teamed, and big ups to her because she held her shit. And it was entertaining. But
she got more triggered at what I said than Academics and Sneeko. Yeah. She got more triggered when I said her husband works for her, which is true.
It's true.
No doubt. Yeah. I agree with you 100% on that. See, like when she was going back and forth with you, it was cool. I had no problem because like you was flaming her. And it wasn't because you was flaming her
debate.
Yeah, I wasn't attacking her. I was attacking her situation that she was trying to lie about. You know what I mean? Trying to say I'm dominant and I am, you know, I'm a boss, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, bro, most women don't want to be bosses. That's cap. Your boyfriend works for you, and that's fine. But most women don't want to be in a boss position with their guy. It just doesn't work. And
exactly.
That's what got her mad. Because here's the thing: if she really didn't have an issue with it, she wouldn't have been like, that's disrespectful and rude. Think about that.
100%, exactly. Because yeah. I'm looking like, dude, your man, if he allows you to do whatever you do and allows you to come onto a show and just pretty much downplay, you know, saying his role as a man, hey, yeah, you dominant, you masculine, you deserve it, you got that.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. And also, I fuck with Sneeko, man. Like, I watch his content. Ever since you guys bought him on, I subscribed to him. Where he speak, you know what I'm saying? I'm with it. But let's be honest. To me, his age showed up on that stream. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's only 24, man.
I know exactly. That's why I'm not gonna kill him for it. Act, I'm a little bit more critical of him because he's been there. You know what I'm saying? And like, I didn't really like how he blasted her business out there, and she wasn't even trying to come at him. So that's man. I was like, damn. Don't
I didn't
get
even
wrong,
know,
bro. Like,
he was roasting her. That's how I know that I was like, I wasn't like knowing what the hell was going on.
She started crying, but we comforted her. Though.
Yeah.
She's good now.
She's cool. So, but
okay,
hey man, we got
cool.
people on the line, bro. So we got to move on. I appreciate
no doubt,
you calling.
Hey, look, well, you guys. No problem. Love you guys. Big ups. See y'all later.
Thank you, man. Cool. W caller. Cool. Who's up next? And guys, we can hear you. Trust me, the audio is good. I think we got to fix. I'm going to actually get a new computer this weekend. I'm upgrading the studio once again, baby. We're not going to have them sound issues again. Shout out to our boy Viking. He's going to come this weekend. We're going to get new computers and update the studio once again because I take this shit seriously, guys. I really do. So, all right, who's up? Who's up next?
Next is 7311.
7311. Yeah, it's your boy Kai. What's up, Myron Fresh? Shout out Chris.
Yo.
What up, man?
Yeah, man. Shit. Yeah,
nice.
Man. I mean, shout out to Fresh. Yeah, talk to me nice. Yeah, man. Shout out to Fresh, man. That the way he handled himself, you know, at that location, you know, that I saw was, you know, definitely worthy. You know, the high value man. I know a lot of you know, acts, Discord dudes are in here right now. And I mean, dude, like, I don't know what the hell they were talking about. There was nothing Fresh could have done to physically intervene. Best case scenario, he stops the fight. Worst case scenario, he loses Rolls Royce in litigation. So I mean, it's good that he didn't do anything whatsoever. You know, so I mean, it just is what it is. So I mean, you know, you guys handled it well. I mean, it's really entertaining. The video's doing numbers, and you know, we're just gonna keep it rolling, man. So I'll definitely shout out to Fresh and everything like that. Shout out to all the dudes for that one meal party, man. I see the guys in the chat talking about the $500. It'd be a lot. Dude, that's like 4 days valet parking in Miami. So that's actually a pretty good price point, guys. So
that's a good point, bro.
Make sure you make sure you send that shit right through. I mean, it's Miami, guys. You guys got to get with it or get lost. So shout out to the one meal party. Shout out to that yacht, Fresh, and we lit.
Probably
yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah, and it's going to only be $500 for the first 20 that come in, and then it's going to go up. And I know some of you guys might be mad about that or whatever, but it's Miami, man. And the other thing, too, is that, like I said, we got a certain – level of exclusivity that we have to maintain, especially with the guests that are going to be showing up. So
it's going to be an experience, guys, that you won't have anywhere else.
Yeah, facts. So, you know, and also, so drinks are going to be taken care of, guys. Obviously, the location is going to be there. We're going to cover everything. Yeah, it'll be open. So it's going to cover all that stuff. So, all right, who's up next?
6267.
Nicky said Karen was calling from jail.
Sounds like he's underwater.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How's it going, Zach?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Thank you very much for taking so much accountability at the beginning of the show today. Really appreciate that. And also shout out to all the nasty boys of Discord.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you guys, since you just returned from across the pond, I was hoping that you could break down a little bit about the levels of networking. Especially since, like, obviously on your level, you're interacting with people like Top G. But can you expand for people who are on a lower level, sort of looking to grow their network? For instance, where I am, I'm kind of like a mid-level management, but I notice that people above me, they have, like, where they are in life, it's, like, a lot different. Like, a lot of them are married men who they sort of have a different perspective, and I'm kind of like an outsider looking in. Other than sort of elevating myself, like, financially to their level, is there any recommendations that you would make in order to sort of elevate myself to that level?
Yeah, man. So it's all about value. So, for example, us and the Tate brothers, us actually going there, and all the other creators that were there, we had value to bring to them that made them want to have us at their house. So, for example, we have a podcast, we have exposure, we have marketing. We bring that value to, you know, the Tate. Also, well, we're good friends as well as Andrew Tate. You personally, I don't know what value you bring to the marketplace, but it's kind of like, cool. If I know my value, how can I get into these environments where I can grow as a person and benefit myself as well? So think about this. If you're in an area, let's say, for example, you're into, like, tech, right? You want to get people in tech. You have to go to where they go. And for example, it could be online at a forum or with a group chat or, like, for example, a Facebook group. Or it could be, hey, there's a networking event on Tuesdays at this spot. Go there. So when I first came to Miami, there's a real estate group that I want to go to all the time, right? And I was like, you know what? I'm reading about real estate. I'm watching on YouTube. How do I get a part of this community? I went online to real estate in my area. I saw Facebook groups. I saw networking groups. Cool. I got into those spots. Being in those environments, I asked questions. I told people my intentions. And they say, you know what? A young guy on his way up, he needs help. You know what? I'm going to invest into him as well. So my thing is you need to get out of the house, leave your environment, look for active people in that environment as well that you want to get to, and then add value to them.
So at first, you may not know your value, which is fine, but over time, either figuring out or saying, you know what am I good at? What's my skill? What do I do for work? If you can put that together in a package, say, you know what, cool. Let's say, for example, you meet somebody in an elevator. They ask you, what do you do? If you can't tell them in an elevator what you do, what's your value? So I would say just get out of the house, look for opportunities outside, either online or in environments that you want to be a part of, and understand what your value is, and that's helped you a lot. So that's my advice there.
Cool. All right. Fantastic.
Thank you. And I just have one real quick question for Big Mo. Big Mo, can you tell us why you eat the spinach and kale?
So I can tell these bitches go to hell while I read the rational mail.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, thanks, man.
Fantastic.
That's funny, bro.
All right, so, guys, what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and open it up for the haters, okay? As you guys know, I have no problem talking with dissenters. So if you disagree with our message or you don't like what we say or you think that you don't like the fact that we're still cool with academics and Sneeko or whatever it may be, we're going to go ahead and give you guys the opportunity to call in and say what you got to say. If you just call us a troll or some shit, though, we'll probably just hang up on you. So, you know, it is what it is.
I will.
So, yeah, Chris is going to hang up right on you. He's a professional hanger-upper on hate on trolls. So let's get some number. I'll read these chats, and then let's get some last four digits of haters because it seems like we got a lot of them in the chat. So I'd be happy to talk with y'all.
Let's do it.
Here's the other thing, too. I want to make this very clear. There's a reason, guys, why people don't do live podcasts. There's a reason why guys don't open up phone lines. And there's a reason why guys don't read super chats on air. A lot of people, man, are scared of going live and doing this type of stuff because it opens up certain vulnerabilities.
Pandora's
box. We're fucking open with y'all, man. We've taken a lot of W's and we've taken a lot of fucking L's live on air, and it happens, right? And I think that's one of the things that make the show so dynamic is that it's highly interactive. You know, we've had it before where a super chat will influence an entire show, and you ain't gonna get there anywhere else on Fresh and Fit. And we open ourselves up to you guys, and yeah, it comes at risk, but it comes with also great reward, and we're not scared. So I'm totally happy to speak with some haters that want to call into the show that may disagree with our viewpoints.
We had a lot on Discord in academic stream, so call in right now. You got a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got, you know, don't be a keyboard warrior. Go ahead and be a phone warrior. Say what you got to say. Personal attacks out of nowhere from Sneeko and Ack was embarrassing. It was the first FNF show I showed my brother-in-law, and I had to explain this is not how the actual host treats people. Shout out to Mike for making it known he wasn't down with it. Okay. That's from Elijah Tickborn, all the way from Australia. We got a bunch of y'all from Great Britain, Australia. I think I saw New Zealand super chat earlier, man. Whole world is watching. I appreciate you guys. Europe. I got to say, boys, as well how y'all hold the girls accountable publicly, but hold the guys accountable privately, consistently kind of shaky in that department voice.
No, it's not. Guys, you got to remember, right, that like as creators, we have a burden of performance. And for us to openly bash them or like make them look a certain way, it's not acceptable. Also, as well, we did say what they did was not right per se, but to publicly ridicule them in front of you guys, you might be some of their fans.
Yeah.
It's like why would we ever do that? So my thing is like understand that like we spoke behind the scenes, everything's sorted out. You say, hey man, this happened, that happened. Y'all good. This shouldn't happen next time.
Yeah.
And let's move forward because bringing on camera for what? For your enjoyment? No. That's somebody's livelihood. That's somebody's like demeanor. Cool. They can fix it off camera. Leave it off camera.
Yeah, no, and I want to make this very clear, too, because I've had issues with people doing that very thing. Like, if you have an issue, right, there's been times where people have done or said something like that pissed me off. You know what I did? I called them behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I didn't make a video trashing them.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I'm not going to, like, put somebody down that we're friends with or work with for fucking views, bro. I don't do that shit. I've seen plenty of people do it to us, though. So I am going to be the last person to make a hit piece talking shit about you or trying to criticize you publicly when I don't have to do that. I could call you on the phone and we can handle it that way versus me trying to get some views off of some shit. Like, no, fuck that shit. Because people have done that to us and it literally infuriates me. That's not how you move. And for you guys, when you hold the women accountable publicly, they're not our friends. We don't know these hoes. The fuck? These other guys, we know them personally. They're our friends. We work with them. They're colleagues, etc. All right?
Yep.
The point of the after-hours show is to show you guys how a lot of women are, quite frankly, delusional. All right? And our guys, hey, they're going to get certain privileges that the girls aren't. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know why that's even a topic.
Yep.
Dude, like, what? Yeah, like, I'm not going to.
Things don't understand, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, yo, like.
It's fine.
Like, loyalty is very, very important, bro. There's a reason why a lot of people rock with us and a lot of people speak highly of us that come and work with us. And the reason why is because there's so much shit that we don't bring to air Unless we talk with them out of respect, bro. Yeah. If y'all ever see us, like, talk about another creator that we're friends with or whatever, you best believe we're on the phone with them beforehand telling them, yo, we're thinking about doing this. Is it okay with you?
Yeah.
That's how we move, man. That's how we move. Like I said before, Sneeko, Academics.
It could be anybody.
It could be anybody, bro. If we work with you and we've done content with y'all, like, they get a certain level of, you know, of privilege that other people aren't going to get.
We may not agree with all your actions, but at least we won't say our
We're not going to publicly bash you, bro, because I've seen people do that shit to us. And you guys know a couple of these creators that did a collab with us and then a couple months later went ahead and shifted and made a whole hit piece like, I'm holding them accountable. Shut the fuck up. You got my number. You could have called me.
Fact.
And I could think of two or three people right now that did that fuck shit. You have my number. You could have called me. Why'd you make a YouTube video?
For views.
Because we're trending.
For views.
Right? Because we're trending right now, and you think it's a cool thing to let me hold Fresh and Fit accountable. Fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah. You could have called me and told me that you don't agree with it. But you want to go ahead and get some views and all this other fuck shit. Fuck that shit.
Yep.
That's one thing about these YouTubers that I dislike heavily. Heavily. All right? You don't do that shit. That's like me. When I was working in law enforcement or whatever, if I was working with someone, right? Let's say I was a case agent and my co-case agent did some shit that I didn't like. I'm not going to go over to the FBI or to the DEA and be like, sorry, bro, my co-case agent's an idiot. We shouldn't have done that, blah, blah. No, I'm going to talk to him and we're going to handle it. And then leave that other shit outside because I'm not trying to look bad to the other agencies that we're working with. Because if I don't have shit together at home, how the fuck am I going to look when I go out and deal with other people?
Yep.
I don't air out dirty fucking laundry with people that I work with, period. That's something I learned from the professional world, which a lot of these YouTubers don't fucking have. All right. Integrity and loyalty to the people that you respect, you admire, and you get money with is paramount over everything. All right. I take that shit very seriously. So I don't give a fuck what you guys say about Academics or Sneeko. They helped us when other people wouldn't.
Yep.
All right. If you don't like it, so unsubscribe. Fuck you.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Go somewhere else.
I don't give a fuck. Real talk. I'm not going to stop supporting them. You guys can say whatever you want, but Academics was there with us when people were coming at him with pitchforks for defending us. Fuck this YouTube shit, man.
Yeah.
And that's the issue a lot of these content creators. They will go ahead and sell you off for views, bro. They'll sell you off for views. Even Academics, when he made these videos on Miranda, whatever, him and Fresh talked about it.
Yeah. At the time,
they talked about it.
We spoke about it.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I got my lick back now, but... well, we all good, though. We all good. Lanny Bussy says, would you ever interview a regular average girl who doesn't have a huge amount of following or platform?
No.
Yeah. No, we have, though.
They're just talking, like, one-on-one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a big no, my friend.
No, one-on-one.
Yeah, Ack is a different animal when he's off the Henny, the Hennessy, a female dog. Okay, bro. Cool, like I said, like, y'all don't have to like everybody that we collab with, but like I said before, I'm not going to sell them out, bro, because I'm telling y'all, it happened to us a year ago. How many content creators collab with us and then made a video talk shit about us after when they had our phone number, bro?
Yep.
That shit is vile to me, extremely vile. And here's the thing, some of them that collab with us, you guys haven't seen them back, and there's a reason for that shit. As you betray us, I'm retracting that fucking ladder on you. Fuck you, man. Real talk. That show was lit. Why everyone hating? This show's supposed to have roasting. Yeah, it happens, guys. It happens. Sneeko did nothing wrong. That was crazy high-level game as the girl liked it, judging from her body language. Alpha girls love to be talked to like that.
Doc Hancock.
And that was from Doc Hancock from before, and then Colonel Sanders. Shout out to you. All right, let's go to phone lines. We got some, at this point, we probably have some haters that want to call in.
Haters,
it's your opportunity.
So far, I don't see any, but I'll keep a lookout.
What? Nobody.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Y'all talking shit in the chat. Come on,
the
man.
Comments. Yo, the comments were going roasted,
bro. Come on, call
him. I'm here.
Oh, Fresh can't talk or something. I don't fucking know.
Bro.
We'll laugh with you. Trust me.
8457.
Go ahead, bro.
Go once, going twice.
All right.
They gone. Someone said haters went to voicemail.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Nope. Let's go with 4605.
Oh, hi, yes, man. I'm not going to necessarily say I'm a hater. I'm just going to comment on the show, man, because really, I think Academics can sneak on through the damage off. I think that's where most people have their angst with.
Your audio is really bad.
Yeah. And then actually we have some haters coming in right now.
All right, let's do it.
Nice.
Number for the haters is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740.
One second, let me get them on.
and put the number at the bottom. Also, shout out to our guy Dorkhead, guys. Please like the video.
Dorkhead.
Or you can dislike the video. Whatever.
Let's get this call, then I'll get the haters ready.
All right.
Cool. It's Friday, bro.
All right, 0832.
Hello.
Go ahead, bro.
What's up, man?
Hello. How's it going, guys? First of all, I'm going to apologize off-rip because I was one of those big haters in your guys' comment section. Secondly, you guys have one of the best shows on YouTube.
Question, how did you find us and what made you hate us? Just out of curiosity, I always like to pick the haters' brain.
I found you guys on YouTube. It was just a suggested video. I started watching. The fact is, you guys actually have a pair of cojones because you do live
chat. What made you hate us, bro? What made you hate us?
Okay. There you go. So, Myron, you're a great talker. You're very good at explaining yourselves. You guys bring these women on the show who are bimbos. They're idiots. They don't know how to speak. They don't know what they're getting themselves into. So you like kind of overpower them with your points. But my biggest question for you, brother, is you always say to the girls, stop speaking in generalities. That's not the general population. And then you say it's okay for men to sleep with a bunch of women. But 99% of your listeners are not rich. 99% of your listeners don't have nice cars like Fresh. 99% of your listeners are struggling. So when they see a girl, obviously they're going to say, okay, she looks good. But what she does for a living does make a difference. What she brings to the table does make a difference. All your arguments are for 1% of men.
All right, good point. Now, here's the thing that you're missing. What we say is that men are going to cheat anyway. Men are only as faithful as their options. Like I talk about this uncomfortable truth all the time. The thing is that most guys don't have the ability to exercise said options because their value isn't high enough.
They're going
to
cheat anyway.
So they're going to cheat anyway. That's what I say. So what I tell girls is, hey, be prepared to accept infidelity at some point from your guy. Right?
Rich,
and
rich or poor.
Rich or poor. It's going to come regardless at some point. So you might as well just get the best guy that you can get. So you find a guy that you're willing to accept it from. That's the game that I give to the girls. And the other thing, too, I also want to let you know is that you got to understand that there's a difference. When I give game to the girls, what happens is the men are going to lose a little bit. All right? Anytime you dispense advice to one of the genders, the other gender is by default going to have to take an L. If I tell guys, don't take girls on expensive first dates, right? And make sure that you always try to close on a first date. Well, that puts the girls at a disadvantage because now they can't necessarily run their game, which is what getting attention, resources, whatever it is. But if I tell girls, yo, accept the fact that if you're with a higher status guy or with a guy in general, he's going to want to fuck other girls. That puts her in a position where she's able to understand the game and adapt accordingly and get what she needs. If most girls understood this concept that I talk about, they would be a lot better off. But they don't.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. I agree with you.
You got to remember that advice when I dispense it to the opposite gender is always going to put the other one at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
I call her.
My biggest.
That is not broke, bro. Niggas in here whipped, working on themselves, getting better in the gym.
No, I feel you. I feel you.
Niggas are not broken
in
the chat, niggas, bro.
I
don't
know what you said. Before you guys had this platform, okay, maybe Myron was working for the government, Fresh was doing his tech thing, but you guys weren't rolling in the money. The girls weren't just accessible to you. I know you guys say, oh, now we're on this platform.
Bro, we
have
more
girls.
Without any concern or danger or like
getting
exposed. Niggas was way easier before the show, bro.
Yeah, I was getting more
girls before. My only point, bro, is when I was younger, I didn't have what I have now. Now I can kind of do what you guys say and, you know, have my pick of the litter. But when I was younger, bro, I needed to find a girl who was loyal, who would, you know what I mean, be there with me, not just come into my life, to build a life. And there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast where they need that reinforcement. Like, hey, guys, it's okay, bro. If she's not a 10, but she can help you pay the mortgage, she can help you pay the bills, it's okay to go with that girl. Not every single guy is the 1% saying, yo, if she's not a dime, I'm not talking to her. That's not
true. You're missing the point, bro. You're missing the point. When we say that men don't care about a woman's income and her status, we say that from like a sexual market value standpoint, like it doesn't make her hotter. You understand? Like, yeah, she's offering utility. Like, here's the thing, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Financial security, status, etc. Like, yes, that is utility, but men aren't necessarily attracted to women from a utility standpoint. Women, however, are attracted to men from a utility standpoint. That's the key.
But then I would disagree with you. You're kind of
if a girl is attractive, nobody's going to turn a girl down because she don't got a job. You understand?
That's not true. I have a little bit of dough in my bank account. Maybe I'm the 1%. But if the girl's not doing anything with her life, even if she's banging, it's not cap, bro. Like, even if she's sexy, I'm not going to take her into my life. Nah, bro. In 2022, bro, we need to build a life.
Hold on. You're telling me you're at a bar. Some bad bitch comes up to you. She don't got a job. She's kind of a bimbo. You're not going to fucking go out and try to smash and hang out with her?
We can smash, of course. But women do the same thing, brother. Women are at the club. They're doing the same thing.
But that proves my point. That's what I'm trying to say. That proves my point is that you're not going to – she's a bum, and you're giving her a chance. If it was the other way around and she had the money and you were attractive but you were a bum, she wouldn't give you a chance. That's my point, bro. Women are attracted to utility.
That's not true, bro. I got a lot of girls when I didn't have what I have now. Like, I used to have a Suzuki Swift, bro. Like, I used to fuck bad bitches in that car, bro. True or false?
Yeah. But here's the thing.
You
had game, right? You had something. You had something even though you were broke. You had something.
And to be honest with you, Myron, I won't lie, bro. Everything that you say to guys, I'm for, bro. I'm for it, bro. Keep empowering them. Keep giving them ways to be better. But also, too, at the same time, brother, we have to remember, 99% of the guys listening to this show don't have the things that you guys have. They don't have the access to the things that you have. Of course, motivate them. Give them a goal to, push towards. But don't tell them, hey, listen, bro, you got to tell the girl straight up, listen, I want to be sleeping with 5 girls. No, you're not, brother. You work $15 an hour, $18 an hour. No girl's going to listen to you, bro. You know what I mean? It's the 1% of men.
That.
And,
right.
and I'll let you know why.
I don't think you watch the show, bro.
You do. You
don't watch the show at all, bro.
Every
you don't watch the show.
I'm a big fan, bro.
You watch the show. Every single time. Hey, this is for the top percent of guys.
Yeah, and not only that, like I say all the time, you got to get your Pokemon badges up because I use a Pokemon analogy. If you don't have enough Pokemon badges, girls aren't going to take you seriously and not listen to you. I literally was talking about this shit the other day, why it's so important to self-improve. Here's the thing that you're making the mistake of not understanding. All guys want to do what we're talking about, most of them. If I line up 100, they want
to... That's not a way to teach them of, okay, this is what you want. That's being reality, bro. You're making men delusional. You're telling guys, yo, you can obtain this without putting in the work. No, brother. You need to go build
this nigga don't watch the show. This nigga don't watch the show at all.
You're
going to obtain this without putting the work? You don't watch the show. You watch After Hours only. I already know now. He only watches After Hours.
I'm a big fan. I won't take a
You need to watch the show, nigga. You watch the show. If you watch the show, you would know. I go hard as fuck on the guys during the daytime shows, telling them they need to make money. They need to get their shit on point.
I know,
they
but when you're speaking to women.
Why do you think they have a Money Monday? Why do you think I talk about fitness? Why do you think I talk about getting their credit up, all this other stuff, if it wasn't important?
Amen. I listen to those podcasts. I respect that. I appreciate that you're helping people. I'm talking
about
when you're speaking. I'll tell you.
About putting in the work. That's the complete opposite. We tell them you can't achieve this without putting in the work. It's the complete opposite of what you just said.
I'll bring up an example. Sneeko was on your podcast last week. Shout out to Sneeko. Great personality, whatever. He goes, guys, rate yourselves 1 to 10. You know why he's doing that? Because he's following the thing that you do. You just set up a trap for the women. Okay, I have this one thing. Anything they say, I already know I can argue with them. But the women who come into your show, they don't know your arguing points. They don't know these things. That's all I'm saying. Just give them the benefit of the doubt sometimes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They didn't come prepared.
What is the purpose of us asking them to rate themselves 1 out of 10? Do you even know?
I understand why you do that. You want to take them out of delusion.
No. Why do we ask the girls to rate themselves 1 out of 10?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't run the show, so I don't know.
I literally talked about this yesterday on Wednesday. It's very blatant to me that you only watch After Hours. You don't watch the daytime show. We asked the girls to rate themselves 1 out of 10 for 2 main reasons, okay? To show how delusional they are as far as where they stand in the sexual marketplace, where they evaluate themselves in relation to other women. And then more importantly, to show that women are high-minded creatures. One girl says 10, 9 out of 10 times, it's a domino effect. All the other girls are going to start saying 10, 11, 1,000.
I agree with you 100%.
And on top of that as well, right, if a girl gives herself a lower rating, 9 out of 10 times, one of the girls on the panel will say, girl, no, you're a 10 or 11.
Put it up.
So it shows so many different things about female nature uplifting each other when they don't necessarily deserve it.
Listen, my mother, I agree with you. I agree with you on that point. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because Sneeko was just using, like, yo, I have a sneak shot. Okay, yo, rate yourself 1 to 10. Oh, he knows she's going to be delusional. Okay, now I can go at this girl. All I'm saying is it's a great show, bro. You guys are gonna be successful. I hope what happened last week with the girl, you know what I mean, looking like a man or whatever with a deep voice, doesn't get you guys in trouble. And I would hope you guys tighten up just a little bit so you don't get taken off YouTube. You know what I mean? I know you don't care, which is why we watch the show. But it's like, you know, girls come up there. Myron goes, okay, this and that. Bring up your argument. Oh, no, men can fuck five girls. And the girl's like, no, I don't want that. Well, you're less valuable than him. Well, no, sir. There's 99% of men might not be more valuable than her. 99% of the guys are working at Walmart, backing groceries. They can't tell a girl anything. And you guys don't ever bring that up. That's all I'm saying, bro. And I respect the show. I respect Fresh. I've been going hard at him in the comments. But I won't lie, bro. That's a little bit of jealous and envy. I won't lie. I respect you guys. You have a wonderful show. But it's just like, yo, take it easy a little bit when you're talking at women. You know what I mean? Just be a little bit more respectful. Be like, okay, sweetie, I understand you're delusional. Your head's in the sky. But I'm telling all these other men that they can go sleep with five girls when they can't even hold a job. They can't even pay the bills. So they're not going to sleep with five girls. Okay, that's true. That's true. I did. But that's 99% of the people on this earth. They can't do the things that you guys teach them to do. That's all I'm saying, bro. And once again, I don't want to come on here being a big hater because straight up, I'm a fan.
Hello? Hello, hello? Hello, hello? You can hear me? Oh, my bad. Yeah, so, I mean, Myron, I heard what you said. I really appreciate that a lot. I think, though, as someone who takes accountability for everything, I think that you're kind of overstepping the, I would say, accountability for Fresh. And sorry if I'm kind of a little shaky right now. I can't hear anything else, but I'm kind of talking in the dark here. Yeah, but I can't hear you guys on the phone. I'm, like, switching between my headset. All right, I'm trying to keep up with both audios, but I can't hear you guys on here. But what I'm saying is that I respect you, Myron. I think you took a lot of accountability for Fresh not being able to step up as a co-host. I think you guys know how Academics is. Like, you know, Henny Demics, like, he came in already, like, off the rip, and I think that you guys should have been able to identify that. But whatever. It is what it is.
Hello?
What's up, bro? Go ahead.
What up? Can you guys hear me?
Hello? Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, yeah, first, I can't really hear you, but I'm going to just get straight to it. Sneeko is funny as hell. Yeah, Sneeko is funny as hell. W in chat for him, but Ak was too junk. Like, I feel like y'all should check him. Sometimes I check my friends, too, when they do dumb shit. It's whatever, bro. It happened, but yeah, that's basically my point. He was like, y'all need to check him, I guess.
Hello? Well, anyway. Yeah, my question will be just, will be, yeah, I'm probably, yeah, I'm in the desert. Hey, can you hear me now? Hello? Yeah, my bad. My question will probably be, who, fuck.
Who would be the next?
Hello? Hey, I know y'all can hear me. I can't hear you, so I'm going to just say what I got to say. This is Yvette Simonis. I'm not calling about Fresh. I'm calling about you, Myron. I want to know, why did you protect Michael Chilstein from my super chat for Brandon Carter? I mean, is he donating so much subs for that kind of protection? That's what I want to know. I'm curious. I had a super chat for Brandon Carter in regards to him rating from 1 to 10 how embarrassing Michael Chilstein is for him.
Yeah, I wanted to say was just to rebuttal what a caller said a minute ago about if, you know, depending on how much money you got, it doesn't matter what a female, I mean, it does matter what a female makes, but I want to know what y'all think. I don't think it matters because regardless of how much she make, the man's still going to spend more of his money. So I just want to know what y'all thoughts is on that.
Hey, I was calling to address a point that you were saying. You were dismissing Sneeko's actions as far as his age. You said that you got to take into consideration that he's young. If a young man can be prosecuted by the law as young as 14, go serve his country as young as 18, drink by 21, then Sneeko can be held accountable for his actions at 24 for you not to dismiss his actions. I'm not saying you haven't held him accountable because you said you did it behind the scenes, but you can't dismiss it because he's young, you know?
Can you guys hear me? I know there's like a delay on the phone, and I can't really hear you guys through the phone, so I'm just going to kind of ask this. I have a question and a comment. Fresh, man, I know you kind of have a Christian background, dude, but I don't really like how you decide to kind of speak as if you are like the arbiter of the Bible and you just know everything about it. I feel like a lot of times when you guys are arguing with the girls and you try to bring up the Bible, you know, I think it's just kind of disrespectful and misleading to a lot of people because you try to use, like, people have multiple wives back in the Old Testament, and that was for back in the day, and you can't really use that to justify things now. But that's my little thing I had with you. As far as just, like, an overall suggestion, I know you guys try to leave religion and a lot of politics out of your guys' show, which I totally respect, and I agree with, like, 80 to 90% of the things you guys say. But I do think an episode where you guys kind of add in religion or philosophy and invite certain, like, commentators would be super cool because I think a lot of your observations make sense, but I think your solutions to said things could be off person you're talking to because I think morality is objective. And if it is objective, you kind of need to discuss where that objective truth comes from, and that could lead towards religious beliefs that then from there you could extrapolate, you know, kind of what solutions would be best to kind of navigate the current marketplace. So I'm just kind of knowing what your thoughts are on that.
Awesome. Glad to finally be able to talk with you guys. There's a bit of a delay, so I know that you guys aren't going to be able to, you know, I'm just going to listen to your response. But first things first, just wanted to say, I mean, you guys, let me mute the stream so I can talk. But you guys really helped me change my outlook on everything. And as a 23-year-old in the field of computer science, I got my first offer, 90K. I see that I'm becoming a rare commodity, trying to do all these things, you know. And so I just wanted to thank you guys, because you guys really, really helped me out, I got to say. I also wanted to ask a quick question in regards to relationships, if you guys don't mind. Okay, so let's say that you're in a relationship, and the person that you're in a relationship with, they essentially value friendships with people who obviously have ill intent towards your relationship, value their relationship over your own, like, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, just because of their reputation, essentially. How do you feel about that? So, yeah, that's essentially my question. Just because.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? From what I can tell, it looks like I can't hear you guys. I'm just going to say my piece. I'm an eye surgeon, 35 years old. I'm with my girlfriend. She's 20. We've been together for 2 years now. I actually called last week. You know, the issue was the audio was having a problem. You know, I don't really have – I'm not a hater. I don't really have much of a disagreement, just a different perspective. You know, we're both fans of the show, and we watch it a lot. And I asked my girl the other day, like, who is Christ? And, you know, naturally she said the man is the Christ, because going by the logic of the supply and demand, which, you know, I agree with, but I countered it. I told her, I think, you know, in my case, I think the woman is the Christ. And I think, because it's very hard, but beauty is common, right? That's not really a big thing. But to find, like, a young, beautiful girl, cooperative, submissive, just really friendly to be with, it's just so rare. It's even more rare than a high-value man. And, like, when I told her this, she still said I'm the prize, which, again, just reinforces the whole thing from the beginning. So I just want to get your perspective. Do you think sometimes it can be the prize? And, by the way, I hope you boys are working on your Texas residency, so that I really don't want y'all to get canceled, because the way things are going, and I hope you guys can maybe, like, delete the last 3 minutes of Wednesday's podcast. That'd be great. And one final thing is I've been doing a lot of research online about intersexual dynamics, and I've been running across quotes of great historic men of the past, which I'm going to be sharing in the future on Super Chats with you guys. Just remember, these are not my words. These are words of great men of the past. Anyway, love the show. You guys take care.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I actually have you guys in my ear right now, also, hello? There we go, okay. Yeah, I have you guys in my ear right now, and I'm a huge fan of the show, man. I've been watching you guys with my dad. He put me on with you guys back when I was 18. I'm 20 now. I just turned 20 this month. And I just wanted to call in to really let you guys know that you guys have made a very important, very great impact in my life. I mean, like I was with my mom, and my parents divorced. You know, I was with my mom for about 80% of my life, and it was rough growing up like that. And I was a simp. Now in the stage I'm in right now, you know, I got a girl. Probably should call me right now, but shit, she can wait. I got a girl right now, and I told her I'm polygamous. That's just the way it is from the beginning. I've got a good job. I'm gonna go soon from 50K a year to around 70K a year when I get this new position. So yeah, man, I'm kind of studying right now because I'm really a huge fan. Like, you guys have been very important in my life, and I have no questions.
I just want to thank you guys very, very much for being a part of my, you know, part of my journey. I guess my question would be, I want to get into real estate, so where should I go for that? Like, should I message you, Myron? Should I message Fresh?
Hey, this is Plug Nation, and I'm a very huge supporter. And first and foremost, Fresh, what you said about Mike Rashid is all cap. Let's call it spade a spade. Mike was very disgusted about what happened. And for you to sit there and say, well, he was just hungry, that's all cap. It was very obvious. And I think you're underestimating the intelligence of your viewers. And I think for you to sit there and say, well, Mike, he went to the toilet. After he went to the toilet, like 15 minutes before he left the show, come on, Fresh. I mean, I'm your big fan, but you can't say that. You have to keep it 1,000. Come on. And secondly, Myron, you have to be very, very careful with what you're saying. You have to be very, very careful with what you're saying because you said something that is very, 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 very dangerous. You said something about loyalty. Loyalty has an expiration date. Just because your expiration date for your loyalty hasn't expired does not necessarily mean that your other buddy's loyalty hasn't expired towards you. What I want to say about that. And lastly, I want to say this about AK, because he came on the show and exposed Fresh with Miranda. So why are you not bringing him back to the show to explain himself why he's dating an escort? Right? He needs to come back to the show to explain himself why he's dating an escort. And that way, we call it even because he was on the show exposing Fresh. So that's what I want to say. Shout out to you guys. Keep it 1,000, please. And let's keep it 1,000. That's all I have to say. Bye.